Blog Talk Radio.
Back to the Soul and Sports right here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell, and also known right now 96.9 FM. You already know where to be, where we are, and how to catch us. Follow us on the Twitter at 1340 AM Fox Sports, which by now we should change that thing. Let's be honest, we're moving on up. I said this on Monday's show. We are now the Jeffersons while we still have a 1340 AM Fox Sports Twitter account. Can we get it where it says XM already? FM already. People, XM soon to come. Soon to come. But as always, people, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I simply wear it this way. Round three is about to be upon us next week as LeBron James has finally put his team to give us what we all expected. Golden State taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Today we will break that down a little bit. Tell you who we think what starting five is better and who will win this series. You're not going to wait till next week. We're going to tell you today who wins this series, who and why. Also, listen, something new I've been tinkering around with, you know, kind of like when you see some things on those naughty websites, you try to go try it out with your girl, she either says yay or nay. We're going to do that today. We're going to have hashtag Fantasy Friday. We're going to fantasy put these things together and tell you for once and for all, who is better and why, LeBron and Michael Jordan? Because, you know what, my crew kind of ripped me on Monday's show and how critical I was of LeBron James. And as always, when someone, you know, tells me that I'm thinking what I believe is to be intelligent, isn't so intelligent, it makes me go back and check my story. So I did that, and I'm going to break it down for you that I think there's a big misnomer, if you will, so to speak, about Michael Jordan's, or shall we say LeBron James's comparison to Michael Jordan. I don't think it's him, the athlete. I think they're questioning and they're comparing the greatness. We know LeBron is not Michael Jordan. We know LeBron doesn't have Michael Jordan's, inner testicular fortitude. But he does have some things that MJ, his heiress, did not have, and we'll discuss that and more. Make sure you follow me on the Twitter. I am loud. I speak loud. And damn it, fellas, frankly, if you're not making it loud, that's your fault. But hey, you can follow me on Twitter anyway, at Mike Knox. And I spell that name with three X's because, frankly, like this awesome-ass wall behind me, I am hardcore. But as always, people, I'm not here alone. Make sure you call in 347-637-3859. But to welcome back to the program, my man, Wale, what's going on, brother?
Not much, man. It's Memorial Day weekend, you know what I mean? Like, everything's popping. We got decent weather for a hot second. It's going to be a rainy weekend. But everything's good, man. We getting round three. LeBron versus KD. KD and Steph. That dynamic duo is real. So LeBron versus KD. Well, sorry, let me take that back again. LeBron and Kyrie versus KD and Steph. That's going to be something special. It's going to be a sight to behold.
Well, you know what? First, let me just go ahead right here, right now, and give a special shout-out to our social media, to the stars himself, King Von Jr. on the Twitter. My man, listen, get his certificate, his building academy. Yo, Von, you did it! Yo, DMV, we did it! Well, I mean, But he is a terrorist. Even if I'm giving him a congratulations, he is a Cowboy fan in Redskins country. But hey, congratulations, man, on your big day. We applaud you. We thank you so much. We know how hard you are at working at being who you are, and that's being great. God is beautiful, and so are you, buddy. We love you. But let's get back into this show right here, right now. And we got to talk about it, Wally. LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers come through yesterday, and they do what we thought they would do, and that's route the Boston Celtics on their way now going to their third straight NBA Finals. LeBron James at seventh straight NBA Finals. And, you know, last night LeBron did some other things too.
Rumors of that leprechaun sitting on the rim blocking shots, though.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
This is so sad. There is James.
There it is. There it is right there.
Just passed Michael Jordan, the number one all-time most points in the playoffs. LeBron doing it in 212 games. Michael in 179. 5,989 points now for LeBron in his playoffs career.
Well, first of all, you know, I wear the number because of Mike. I think I fell in love with the game because of Mike, just seeing what he was able to accomplish. But I felt like Mike was so, you know, when you're growing up and you're seeing Michael Jordan, you it's almost like a god. So I didn't never believe I could be Mike. So I started to focus myself on other players and other people around my neighborhood because I never thought that you could get to a point where Mike was. So I think that helped shape my game. And I think the biggest thing for me sitting here today after breaking the all-time scoring record in playoff history is that I did it just being me. At the end of the day, for my name to come up in a discussion with the greatest basketball player of all time, it's like wow. Like I said,
And right there, Wally, you have it. LeBron James passes Michael Jordan on the NBA all-time leading playoff games. And I know before other channels and other people who think they can do what we do, we've been doing, like we've been doing it for TV for over 8 years right here on the BDSR Radio Network, think they can just dissect this. We're going to leave that alone for another day. Right now, we're going to talk about the greatness that is LeBron James and where he has his hometown Cleveland Cavaliers on their way to. Wally, your take.
Yeah, I'm glad we're not talking about it because it's really sickening. Everybody talks about that all day. Well, I'm with you. I think, like, we have to appreciate the greatness of LeBron James, what he's accomplished in his career. I mean, there's so much and the thing that puts LeBron over the top over many basketball players is that we're talking about a dude who's overhyped since middle school. You know what I mean? And he's lived up to the hype. And I think that's hard. People take that for granted, knowing that you're supposed to be – everybody deems you the greatest basketball player, period, or whatever you want to call it. And some people fall to the wayside. You know what I mean? There's stories out there of great basketball players – that haven't lived up to the villain. Yeah, there's a lot of them. Yeah, there's a lot of them. Like, there's a lot of them. You know, even this here, Michael Beasley. But look at LeBron. Like, LeBron has been deemed to be this player. Out of high school, it was like, okay, you know, let's see what a young boy can do. The dude gave you 25-5. You know what I mean? Like, he took the Cleveland Cavaliers to the NBA Finals when no one thought they could be the Detroit Pistons. He did that. You know what I mean? Like, and then he brought a championship to Cleveland. Huh?
Right. I said he dunked his way to a finals.
Exactly.
It was probably the greatest last, six, 7 minutes of a basketball game I can remember.
He was.
Player. And again, I am – I say this all the time. It's not to say anything against out there to Jordan fans and things like that.
Yes.
And anybody who knows where I'm coming from, when you're from a city that the best so-called best player of all time is playing for, you tend to love him more than someone loving him from afar. So this is from somebody who grew up with the name Mike, who wanted to be like Mike because it was shoved in my head by the media and by Nike to be like Mike. I watched that game that you're talking about with LeBron, you know, dunked his way past Cleveland. It was unbelievable because nobody could do anything. And he one-on-one took five defensive players, NBA champion Detroit Pistons, and beat them single-handedly. That doesn't get talked about enough.
And this is a Pistons team that didn't beat a lollipop squad. They beat a Kobe and Shaq squad. So you know, like, to one man, and as young as he was at the time, put it that way, as young as he was at the time, did that. And then now it's on the, in the culmination, look at where he's at now today. You know, he had to go to Miami to win a champ, to win a championship and learn how to be a champion. And he brought that knowledge to Cleveland, and he's teaching Kyrie Irving to be a champion, a guy that we saw before LeBron got there. He couldn't win with all the ability he's had. And then you saw with LeBron in foul trouble how he pretty much led that team while LeBron was off the court. And now you can see the growth of Kyrie Irving knowing how to take over a game and taking over a game to win at the highest stage. So, to me, LeBron has done so much for the world of basketball, has done so much for his team in Cleveland, and I think that should be commended. I mean, we got to appreciate greatness. And I think a lot of times when in social media, we don't appreciate greatness because we're looking for the downfall of LeBron James. A lot of people are looking for the heir of LeBron James. No, I appreciate greatness because we're seeing greatness.
Well, I find it wildly funny exactly what you're referring to. And it's so many people, probably myself included, you know what I mean, to be honest, who have felt victim to ripping LeBron James. You know, I made fun of them, you know, the so-called Kings going down to Miami and, you know, not one, not two. And it became the, you know, let's be honest, it became the cool thing to do, like the cool thing now is to hate the Golden State Warriors. Let's talk about LeBron's opponents for a second and then go back to LeBron. Here we are hating a team because they're good. I've never heard of such things before in my life. You know what I mean? Like, you typically didn't like the Yankees because the Yankees were the quote-unquote evil empire. They got all the players and had all the talent that your team didn't have, right? Then you didn't like Michael Jordan, for those who didn't like Michael Jordan, which, you know, it's a few of y'all out there, one you being Wally, because he was shoved down your throat the way people don't like John Cena because they felt that he was shoved down your throat, right? But here go a Golden State Warriors team who's done nothing but do it right. Outside of Kevin Durant, let's take him out of the equation for one moment, which is kind of hard to do because that's going to be LeBron's opponent coming up that LeBron's going to have to put in check somehow. They built this team the right way through the draft, through players that nobody thought would be good enough. I remember when people didn't think Steph was going to be good enough, and now look at Steph Curry. Klay Thompson, who heard of Klay Thompson before a few years ago? Nobody. Draymond Green was at Michigan State, and no one really had the faith in him outside of Michigan State as others had in him. All that to be said is, you know, respect this guy for what it is that he accomplished. Respect him for what he's going to do and that team as well. And like you said, they hate LeBron because it became the cool thing to do. I think a lot of it did stem back from the Harbaugh incident, which was the decision that took place. I think that kind of ruined a lot of things for him. But moving forward, before we talk about the finals, I'm going to hop there for a second. I'm going to hop back on LeBron. Because again, I want to – the name of the show is titled – name is normally a hashtag, Lock It Up Friday. That's what we do on Fridays. We lock it up. Let's just be real. The internet was 500 and UFC on FS1 this weekend. We don't really have nothing to lock up besides baseball, right? So I think we're going to probably put the kibosh on Lock It Up Friday, guys, until football season comes back and we have – you know, we got bigger things on the weekend for the big fights over the weekend, things like that. So we're going to start calling it Fantasy Friday. And in my fantasy world and the world that I live in and all that I survey, like King Joffrey Jar, my Mount Rushmore puts LeBron James number two. I'm not saying that he's better than Mike. I'm not saying that he's not better than Mike. What I'm saying is this, Wally. On Monday, we discussed, and you put it in, you drilled into me, brother. Pause. You know what I'm saying? But you made me think of it a different way as far as how I was, you know, not giving him his respect. And I think when people compare Jordan to LeBron, I think it's more – I think it's been taken too far of the law where I don't think it's – they're comparing greatness, not exactly him being like Mike. The same way Mike was compared to his greatness to Bird and Magic and those who came before him. It's the greatness. Now, if we're looking statistically, LeBron James falls short behind Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Russell. He has surpassed
a lot of people, too.
You know what I mean? He has surpassed Michael Jeffrey Jordan in every sense of the word when it comes to statistics. He has taken his team to the NBA Finals 7 straight times. Here goes something we thought we would never, ever see. Bishop Wright, KD equals GOAT. You're set tripping. But we'll get on you in a second. And I think he's done things he doesn't get the respect. So we're going to start. I believe it's time we start calling him King James. Now, this is me. My personal Mount Rushmore would be because I've seen him, I witnessed it, and there are flaws in LeBron's game, free throw decisions down the course of the end of the game, the Dallas Mavericks series, the first stuff where he got bailed out in the games in Miami. So we're going to leave that alone. I think the intangibles, the mental makeup, I put Jordan above everybody. I think his makeup, he had this killer or be killed mentality. He's number one on my Mount Rushmore. Right behind him, I believe LeBron James has surpassed Kobe Bryant and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who I think is the most dominant player or the most one of the most. Like, I think Shaq's the most dominant player I've ever seen. I think Shaq in his prime, drop step, turn around, dunk. It was impossible to stop him. But next to him, I had to say would be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's number three on my list of the things Kareem has done in the NBA. And then fourth, I got to put the guy who mimicked Michael Jordan more than anybody. The one you want to compare to Jordan is the one you should compare to Jordan, Kobe Bean Bryant. That's my Mount Rushmore. But LeBron James has surpassed Jordan in so many levels that as a Bulls fan, as a native of Chicago, someone who looted the very first championship in Chicago, the first time BDs, GDs, Vice Lords, Latin Kings all got together without violence was because of Michael Jordan. Okay, so I got to put him number one because he had a whole, you know, it was terrible gang violence in the 90s. Michael Jordan stopped all of that, Wally. That's my Mount Rushmore. That's what I'm rolling with. How you like it?
Mount Rushmore without Magic Johnson is very interesting. But it's a very interesting Mount Rushmore.
I'm going to tell you this thing I told my wife. Are you being a fan? Because she said, I'm not ready to put LeBron on my Mount Rushmore yet. And I said, well, you have to learn how to be objective. And I know you love Magic. No one's stopping Magic. No one's doubting Magic. But Magic's not even the best Laker of all time.
He is the best Laker of all time. I don't think that's
Kareem
even hard.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the best Laker of all time.
Oh, well, you can say Kareem. You can say Kareem. But I've always stated this, though. If anybody can overshadow, had overshadowed Kareem while they were playing together, Magic did.
Magic doesn't say he belongs as the best player.
But Magic, again, if you look at the nature of Magic, Magic is a very humble individual. Never say to somebody he's better than somebody.
I love when
he's
fans
never
like
done
to
that.
Say that. Magic Johnson was
never
just as arrogant and cocky as Michael Jordan was.
But Magic has never said that. Like, everybody, if you do a statistic, like, even if you put Kobe over Magic Johnson, which I can honestly say, like, I think that's the most funniest thing that any Laker fan, like, by watching Magic Johnson. No, I do. I think it's hilarious. Like, I'm going to tell you why. Because in Kobe's tenure of being a Laker, people gloss it over and they just push it to the side. As a Laker, right, when he was playing with Shaq, right, and everybody loves Michael Jordan. I even put Michael Jordan to Scottie Pippen as a comparison. Skyler was a top 50 player, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. In all the NBA finals, Skyler was a great ball player, a great ball player. In all the NBA finals, how many MVPs has Scottie Pippen had in the NBA finals with Michael Jordan the team?
Zero.
Zero, right? Still a great
Zero.
Player, though, right? We don't
Zero.
Talk about
yes.
Scottie Pippen being better than Michael Jordan, do we?
No.
At all, right? Let's go Kobe Bryant and Shaq. Right?
I think
that's what it is.
Didn't they split
no,
them?
No, they didn't. In all of the NBA finals, Shaq has all three with Kobe Bryant on the squad.
Oh, when they were together,
all
you're
three.
Right. I'm sorry. They were.
All
right.
three.
Although, hold on. Give me a second. You would know better than me.
Yeah.
That 0-3 against the Sixers, I swore he won MVP in that one. Because he should have won MVP. Because
no,
that
he
game
shouldn't
four,
have. I'm going to tell you
that
why.
Game three, you did say he showed up kind of short. I got to go back. You know, I know in game three in Philly, he went
Shaq
off.
Shaq averaged over 30-plus against the Kevin Mutombo, probably defensive player of the year. Shaq dominated that series. So I'm just saying, the only series that you can give Kobe Bryant, if you want to really say that Kobe had a good series, like the Indiana series, that's the one if you really want to – like he had a decent – but Shaq dominated that. He averaged 30-plus in that series too. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to be the best at what you do on the court, if you're going to be the best, like, right, because we would criticize LeBron if it was LeBron. We would criticize LeBron. We would say, dude, Kyrie Irving got all MVPs. Kyrie Irving carried it. So we're gonna be honest and not be biased in this situation. They understand this. Then when Kobe Bryant in three of his championships, he won five. In three of them, he wasn't the best player in the finals on the floor. Magic Johnson with a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, one of the best of all time. And to be honest with you, to your argument, Mike, I will say this: Kareem doesn't get enough discussion of being the best ever. I think people forget how great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was because if you look at the stats, Kareem could be the best ever in terms of what he's done in generations.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a guy who played to his 46 and dominated in generations.
He dominated, what, the 60s, the end of the 60s,
the end 70s, generation,
the 80s. Yeah,
he's a generational dominant player.
Well, I think LeBron's right there with him.
So I never argue. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
No. Go ahead. Finish that point.
All right. I never argue anybody who says Kareem is better than Magic. You'll never hear me have the argument because I think argument, if you really want to break it down in terms of being fair in the grand scheme of things, Kareem wasn't marketable. Kareem didn't give you Nikes. Kareem didn't sell, you know, whatever.
Right.
Kareem was
Magic
Kareem.
Was
the ball
marketable.
Player. Magic was marketable. Jordan is marketable. But if you want to break it down for real, player who's dominated generations like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Michael Jordan didn't dominate when he was with the Wizards. He played good ball for a guy who was older. And you'd be like, dang, he can ball at his age. But he wasn't dominating.
He'll drop 55.
Yeah, he'll drop you 55, but he wasn't dominating, though. He would have his off games. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was still, at times, the go-to player. He was dominating. So I'm just saying, so when you look at Kareem, he's a player that's a transcendent player.
Here's my thing, and I see Michael calling him and getting him in his conversation. When the reason why the Rushmore that I put this, the mount, I put the way I do. The things that I think each one of these guys bring to my. And again, this is all speculation. Like we have now, you know, the whole thing going around to copy and paste your favorite sports.
Of course, right?
To me, I would trust Michael to end the game more than anybody out there, more than anybody that's ever played the game. You know, second, I got to put LeBron because you never know. He has to be the biggest, wild card that you, because you don't know if he's going to pass to somebody open. Is he going to shoot with, you know what I'm saying? Is he going to drive? You don't know what he's going to do. You know what I mean? Again, Kareem, outside of maybe Shaq, I don't think nobody's ever going to block his skyhook. And I'm saying Shaq is a young Shaq could have. People forget how up Shaquille O'Neal had. He might have blocked I gotta put Kobe Bean Bryant because to me there's things that I think are missing when we talk about the greatness of all time and a long time ago I don't know where I got this from. I know it's not mine, so I'm gonna say it's Nietzsche's. Okay, at some point when it came to Jordan being the greatest discussion conversation, They started bringing him into the conversation because they knew he couldn't catch Magic he caught Magic. You know, he couldn't catch Russell. And he couldn't catch some of those guys as far as championships were concerned. So they started saying, okay, you know, the intangible. You get the eyeball test, the killer instinct. There are certain things that us as athletes, and you don't know how much you're an athlete, you still playing ball and going to the gym every day. I admire it. I just did my second 5K of the week, and I'm trying to be like you when I grow up, except I'm older than you. Okay, so it's a killer instinct inside of you that doesn't let you stop. It's when you have a twisted ankle and you're going, nah, I'm gonna tie this thing up and go back out there. That everybody doesn't have. Mike had it more than anyone that the world has ever seen. It's not just a mark. And I know, shout out to Brian Waters, and I respect his opinion. He said people worship MJ. I don't think they worship him, but I do think something he made a point that he said, the media and Nike shoved him down people's throats. And now I'm starting to see the flip side of that with LeBron. LeBron has been shoved down people's throats the same way John Cena and everybody else. And the same thing I say about John Cena, I say about LeBron James. If you're not great, they would never shove you down somebody's throat to begin with. Michael, welcome to the program. LeBron James, it's time to start calling him King, buddy. Your thoughts?
It's time to start calling him King when he came into the league. That was his nickname. There's nothing wrong with calling a guy. The only difference is, do you earn your nickname or is it just a nickname because you're there? You know, is it just part of who you are? And this, you know, it's kind of a branding type thing. And, you know, the whole conversation is nonsensical when it comes to Michael Jordan and when it comes to LeBron. And the reason why I say it's nonsensical is because, one, if you are a person, I tweeted this earlier, if you are a person that's using rings as an argument as to why Michael Jordan is greater than LeBron, then both those guys stink in comparison to Bill Russell and most of those Celtics teams, because most of those guys all got 10 rings. They got two handfuls. And you can't stop the two handfuls unless someone goes to at least 7, 8, 9 straight finals to even get close to that number. That's the first thing, because rings are a team accomplishment, not an individual accomplishment. When it comes to generational dominance, I am totally in agreement with Wilder when he talks about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Come along, you can have one person, maybe two, who really sets the tone for the entire generation versus some other players who are there, they're stars, they're around. But you only have really, and we've seen it in football, we've seen it in baseball, we've seen it in every sport. You have that one guy, who pretty much is the face of that brand, of that basketball, of what it is to be the player and to be dominant in that league for that long. And honestly, when it comes to just pure dominance, not just great basketball player, but pure dominance, off the top of my head, I'm automatically thinking Will Chamberlain. I'm automatically thinking Bill Russell. I'm automatically thinking Magic and Kareem. I'm automatically thinking Michael Jordan. I'm automatically thinking Shaq. I'm automatically thinking Kobe Bryant. I'm automatically thinking LeBron James.
Blind tag. Blind tag.
I'm not there.
The reason why, and I think people – here's the thing about sports debates, right? There's always going to be – a reason for someone to say that's tainted this way or that way. It's like, you know, throwing in the extra two jokers when you're playing spades, right? It's just to make the game interesting. But this is legitimate, though. People will never put Russell there the way that he should be, fair or not fair. I'm just giving you my opinion, because there was no NBA to think of that was worthy of competition. That's where the biggest argument falls to is competition. Who played and won and dominated against better competition? And I think that LeBron is not getting the credit for what he deserved, because we all deemed the 90s being the greatest, you know, basketball era from the 90s to 2000 that there was. No, nobody. But that's the main reason why no one gives Russell. Russell was out there playing with babies.
No,
okay?
LeBron,
he was out there playing with babies. Go ahead.
The Russell thing, I agree with the Russell thing. But I only said, like, the 90s are the greatest. It's just because we're currently watching 90s basketball. You asked the 80s, but a dude watched 80s basketball. Arguably, I'll say the 80s was better than 90s.
My uncles will say the 90s, and they were 80. You know what I mean? They were watching in the 80s as well. I'm not knocking the 80s, but the 80s was dominated by two teams.
Exactly.
And that's what people get mad. It gets mad at me when people say, well, LeBron is dominating now. Well, the 80s was dominated by – The Lakers, the Celtics, the Pistons.
And the Sixers early.
But everyone won championships.
Sixers early.
You know what I mean?
The 90s was really Jordan
and the Bulls, really. I mean, six out of 8 years. There's no other, you know, you could throw Houston in there if you want to, but people said he wouldn't have won. Go ahead.
And it's the thing, like, you know, when you look at people, that people wait their times and they wait their points in terms of basketball, and everybody has their time and their moment. And I've always stated, like, we talk about Jordan, like, he didn't have to go through anything. Like, he hasn't been, as soon as he came to the league, he was in the NBA Finals. Like, that was it. Jordan got a league, he was in all the NBA Finals. You know what I mean? And that was it. You know what I mean? Like, he never failed. I hate the stat that he was undefeated in the NBA Finals, where they make it seem as if he never had lost in the playoffs.
I'm undefeated.
Yeah, but I've never had lost in the playoffs. In the grand scheme of things, like, everybody has somebody that is their demon or like, holds them down. Like, the Celtics held down LeBron James. The Pistons held down LeBron James at the time. Like, they held him down. But then you had
Michael
Jordan.
If you're a real champion,
exactly.
Everybody gets held down.
Exactly.
You gotta overcome adversity, or you wait your turn.
And that's what happens. You wait your turn. The Boston Celtics held down Michael Jordan. The Detroit Pistons held down Michael Jordan. It happened. Like, you wait your time. Like, you wait your time.
You know what?
Larry Bird, Dad Bat.
People always say Detroit the most, right? Because of tap. Michael couldn't beat Boston for two straight plays.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't even.
Exactly.
Like,
didn't he get swept in one of those?
Like, never been swept.
And this is what I would say swept, but this is what gets me. Like,
start that
people
down.
For like Boston. Boston was a powerhouse. The only thing that happened to Boston, Larry Bird's back went out. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got old. And then that's when it wasn't like he went through Boston. Like, he didn't go through Boston, right? That was
63
that,
and
that
they
was,
lost.
That, huh?
63 and they
what
lost. 63 points and they lost. His
they
biggest
lost.
Playoff
exactly.
was 63 points.
Exactly.
And they lost.
Exactly. LeBron could have a triple double and lose to this Boston Celtics with KG and all of them. It doesn't like it. So my thing is that we all act like Jordan went through and blasted through competition. That didn't happen, all right? Things happen. Even with Detroit, things happen with Detroit within them in terms of players leaving that messed up that chemistry. So they weren't the same Detroit Pistons squad, all right? So I'm just saying, like, when we look at these teams, when we look at, like, what some of these great players had to go through, and even Magic Johnson had to go through, but Larry Bird, all this in play. Jordan struggled like LeBron struggled. It just happened a different way. And people want to pick on LeBron because he's easy to pick on. Because, again, I'm going to say it again. The reason why LeBron gets picked on like this isn't because, like, he's, like, is popular or, like, what happened with Jordan, like, or anything like that. LeBron James, like, anything in life, when you see even in politics, people are scared of something that can jack up the establishment. You dig what I'm saying? That can jack up the establishment. LeBron is something that could jack up the establishment because people are negative against things. LeBron is a player because you can't deny it. Like, LeBron is a player that can jack up the establishment. I can put it this way. If LeBron beats the Golden State Warriors with four All-Stars, let's see after that happens what the narrative is going to be. What will people say? Because arguably, I can say this, about in all the stars that we've mentioned, nobody has beat a team like Golden State in the NBA Finals. Like the stars that we have mentioned, nobody has beaten a team that had the MVP Steph Curry, one of the most dynamic offensive players this league has ever seen in Kevin Durant. Draymond Green is a hard worker. I ain't like saying Draymond Green, but you know what I mean. And Klay Thompson, a guy who could score, who's scored 70, close to 80 points. Like, a skilled player that way. No NBA team has seen that type of player in that type of team in the NBA Finals and beat that team. Arguably, I can say that nobody has beat that kind of team last year. But since you add KD, let's add that in the play. And LeBron beats them. I want to hear the narrative. I really want to hear the narrative.
Oh, the Nets is going to be the Nets. 3-4-7-3-8-5-9.
And again, and I'm not going to sit here, and what you're trying to do right now, trying to turn this into, you know, your side of the story of LeBron versus Mike, okay? Because you are on the, you are, as LeVar Ball would say, you are a hater.
You know what? I'm a LeVar Ball fan. I'm a LeVar fan. I don't want to tell people to stay in their lane. I am a fan.
You
of
are.
LeVar Ball.
You are what they call a hater. Okay. So, but again, guys, again, I didn't want to make this that kind of comparison, but I do want to break down what you just touched on. The starting five. We got the NBA Finals coming, and I said this going into the tournament. We don't have to wait. You can lock it up right now. Anybody got who's in the studio? You in the studio? I need my lock it up soundbite because. It's what I'm gonna lock it up right here, right now, because I've said it from the beginning. If they play, who would win? Okay, no shame in my game to say this. I am taking the Cleveland, Cleveland Cavaliers in six games, because going seven is what people want to see, and it's easy because we got lucky, he won a game seven or blah 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 blah. No, you got people saying that you got the Warriors in five. I've seen Warriors sweep. The Warriors cannot beat this Cleveland Cavaliers team. I just think it's impossible. When you have the best player on the freaking planet who beat y'all last year, okay, KD has proven to us, and if you don't think he has proven to any of you guys out there, Bishop Wright and anybody else tuning into the program, how Kevin Durant will completely fold under pressure, go back to last year's Western Conference Finals. Go back to the NBA Finals. KD shies away when it matters most. And now he's going to have the best defender in the NBA in his arse for a few games in LeBron James. Cancel out offenses because both teams are going to score. Okay? It's about the intangibles. And I believe that the big three of Cleveland is better than the big three in Golden State. Because who is in that big three in Golden State? You put Klay Thompson, he ain't had a breakout game yet in his playoffs. You're putting Draymond Green, who says he wants to annihilate. He begged for this matchup, now he got it. People who say, oh, they'd have won last year if he didn't get suspended in that game. I'm sorry, they lost by 17, 18, 19 points. Was he going to make the difference of that game? I don't think so. Okay, so how he make the difference? That he was going to win a championship because you don't know. We're speculating. Just like we have our opinions about who's the GOAT. It's opinion. It's speculating. Starting five, Wally. Starting five. I am putting my money on Cleveland because give me Kyrie Irving over Stephen Curry because he does more than just shoot. Give me LeBron James over anybody. And the way that Kevin Love has played these playoffs, not Kevin Love from last year who was on the bench wiping boogers off his shoes because he was secretly putting him there when nobody was looking because his game was trash. Okay, we're talking about the Kevin Love we thought we would get. On top of adding the depth to the deep on the bench that they've added, say what you want to say. Bringing in Darren Williams is the base. But we ain't talking about the bench right now. I'm talking about the starting five. I'm taking Cleveland in six games, Wally. Lock that ish up.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. The starting five, I'm going with Golden State. Their starting five is better than Cleveland's starting five. I see where you come from, but like, nah, they're just better than me. And even looking at Kevin Durant of late, and I always judge you off what are you doing in the postseason and in this run. You know what I mean? Because the same thing, we can all judge LeBron on prior postseasons like he did against Dallas. So I always judge people on what they've done and what he's and how he's looked in this season and the postseason. I mean, again, granted, he hasn't been tested yet, but this dude is looking like a monster. And it's not because he's not shooting that many. He's not even just shooting threes. It's the way he's scoring. He's too efficient in scoring. He's way more efficient than he's ever been even in OKC. He's scoring like 30, 35 with probably taking 15
when
shots.
When Kyrie was on that ass, what was he doing? Before Kawhi Leonard went out that game. Sorry, Kawhi. What was he doing? And LeBron James, the better defender than Kawhi Leonard.
He scored on Kawhi. Why,
he had seven
he
points scored. Before Kawhi Leonard went out that game. Seven.
But he had seven. Again, how many shots did he take?
He had five shots, seven points. Five shots, seven points. Two came from the free throw line. He was bricking.
You may not like Kevin Durant.
No, I think Kevin Durant game. I think this Slim River's a beast.
By watching Kevin Durant this year and how he's his demeanor.
But that's a mistake you're making, Wally. Come on, Wally. You are an intelligent black man. Come on, you know darn well in the playoffs when he has good competition, when the pressure's on, what happens to Kevin Durant?
Look at Kevin Durant's stats in the even the like we're referring to. You even mentioned the playoff game, championship game, well, the finals with LeBron James. The dude was still averaging 25, 27 points a game against LeBron James.
When it mattered most, what did he do at the end of the game?
We're talking about the end of the game when it matters most. They were getting beat in that series. That wasn't that. No, there was no pressure, big pressure moment. Dwayne Wade and LeBron took over that series. So let's not talk about like it was like he choked in like down the stretch. They were getting beat. All right, that's what it was.
He choked down the stretch.
Like he if you want to say against the Warriors, I'll give you that. But when I watch Kevin Durant, I don't see like a huge choke artist. I will say this though. I've always said this, and I'm not going to change on this.
In the regular season, against Golden State.
Yeah, he played bad down stretch. I don't argue that. I will say this though, like in the regular season, I've always stated this. When he played LeBron James in the regular season, prior to this season, he always looked like he played LeBron like LeBron was bigger brother. Like he acted like, oh, I'm playing against LeBron. That's my big brother. If you watch the two games this
Christmas
year, this
Day.
Is why I told
Christmas
and,
Day,
I,
he,
and I
said he went his ass. He did. He did.
Yeah, and I told folks this, because I'm the first one to say like, oh, LeBron got KD. He got KD. And that never changed.
So we betting Wingstop or not? Because it sounds like you're leaning towards Golden State. Are we betting Wingstop?
Oh yeah, no. I'm leaning towards. This is what I'm gonna tell you. This is the real talk.
Okay, you need to lock it up right now.
I think Golden State's winning the series, but I'm rooting for Cleveland. That's the truth. I think Golden State winning the series, but I'm rooting for Cleveland.
How many games?
Lock it up.
It's going to
lock it up.
We both got our teams in six. I like that. You got some balls besides that grapefruit. See, you've been hanging around me too much. Pause. Who you got in this game, Micah?
See, something that Wally just said was very prevalent to why I'm picking Golden State in six. And here's why. It's very important. Kevin Durant, right? Kevin Durant is called more or less by everybody who's not just a hater but hate his move as a man as less than a man. We know that he's being referred to as a female dog on Twitter, on social media daily. And if you notice something about Kevin Durant, if you notice about a lot of people on Golden State Warriors team, right, they seem to be really full of themselves and talk a lot of trash because they seem to have the guy with the gun, i.e. Draymond Green, backing them up. So because you got a thug backing you up, all of a sudden you all big and bad. When the last time you ever seen Kevin Durant any point in time with the OKC Thunder act like he was big and bad and he was nasty, he can get in your face and like he's going to fight you? He may be from that D.C. area, but I don't think he was really about that life.
No, he has. Last year he was, but he was trying hard. He did last year.
So I think as he was more of a try-hard thing, and I don't personally buy Kevin Durant's toughness. I don't buy him being.
He's from C. Pleasant. If you've been around C. Pleasant, he's not soft.
Yeah, no, I think he's SAWFT soft.
I'm not saying that's a player, I'm talking about the man. No, I'm just saying C. Pleasant. I'm just telling you, where he's from, here. You can't be salty from C. Pleasant.
I want to tell you why I disagree with that. I disagree with that. I know plenty of dudes from Englewood, Capitney Green projects that were still soft. It ain't where you're from. It's who you are from. So I don't want to buy that because he's from a tough neighborhood. But he's tough. He doesn't come off tough. Neither does LeBron.
I'm fine. I mean, basketball. All right, this is the thing. Basketball. Even Draymond Green, who you all like, who say who's tough. Draymond Green, like, you're a basketball player. So let's put this out there. You're a basketball. Unless you're Steven Jackson, you go on a different route. That's just
Draymond Green didn't become something into the NBA like Rasheed Wallace.
Exactly.
This is what NBA players do.
Draymond Green is – they're basketball players. They've been pampered. So I don't really – we're looking at toughness, like, around the way toughness. The only people – there's, like, three people.
Allen Iverson was hard.
Allen Iverson was tough. He was hard.
Ron Artest was tough.
They went a different route. No. Real talk. They went a different route. Charles Barkley, like, they went a different route. They went a different route than a normal pampered basketball player. LeBron's now – LeBron's a pampered. You can't call him tough. He's been pampered. But we're looking at in that route. Yeah, I agree with you. Like, Kevin Durant's been pampered. But I'm not going to put, like, Draymond Green, like, he's that super tough. Because Draymond Green's a barker. He's a barker.
Well, I mean, well, Draymond Green's a little bit tougher than Kevin Durant. I mean, he'll at least
Draymond Green is Draymond Green is talking. He talks trash, and that's why you deem him as tough.
No, I don't deem him as tough because he talks
what is
trash.
Draymond
I deem him as
tough
because he's willing to do the one thing that most men ain't willing to do, and that's go for the gusto.
What has Draymond Green done that shows you toughness other than kick somebody and you know what, and that shows toughness? What has Draymond Green truly done that's tough? I guess that's my question. He plays good defense. But what is tough about Draymond Green in terms of saying, like, he's like our test? Because Ron Artest is tough.
Right, that's more tough. I mean, he changed his name to Metal World Peace and still is crazy.
That's what that is. Yeah, Steven Jackson's tough. Jermaine O'Neal is tough. So
definitely Jermaine O'Neal was tough.
Xavier McDaniel was tough. Charles Oakley was tough. Like, but what has Draymond Green done other than bark at a couple people and kirk out of referees and play with he plays with passion. I give you that. But what has Draymond Green
That's always about it. But I'm not saying, once again, when it comes to the appearance of who could possibly be tougher, it is him. Because of the way he portrays himself, then a guy like Kevin Durant, who I believe is actually soft, thinks that he can literally do the same thing. But like KD, like they call you the Slim Reaper because you're slim. You're probably gonna get balled up real fast by someone who's actually bigger than you, and they may be shorter, but they're bigger than you, bro. So I don't think Kevin. Like I said, if it comes down to throwing hands, I think Kevin Durant is gonna end up with Shaq, like a Shaq Charles Barkley situation, where he can throw hands because he's bigger, and then he's gonna get bumped on his face.
I don't know, man. Basketball players are playing to me. I don't know. Basketball players are playing to me.
That's the point. But back to my point on exactly how I feel about this series. You know, one of the things that makes the series, and you talked about this a while also, you said Kevin Durant's been going off. And one of the reasons why he's been going off more with this team than he did with OKC is while he was official with OKC, a lot of his shots, because of the way Westbrook plays, were
agreed.
Definitely more contested. And they were talking about this nonsense. Tyronn Lue talking about this nonsense. Boy, that boy been smoking some extravagant marijuana. Saying that the Boston Celtics ball movement is tougher than the Golden State Warriors ball movement. I'm sorry, but if Boston had the shooters that Golden State had and they were allowing them to be open, like the ball movement that was open, those shots are going in.
And we're gonna look at
a 10, a 20, a 30-point deficit that's gonna happen. And I don't believe all the games are gonna be blowouts. I believe there's gonna be a lot of close games in there. I do see Cleveland winning 2 games. I don't see them winning this series because a guy who's already really efficient at shooting contested shots just now getting more open looks. The guy who may disappear from the series like he's done the last couple ones in Steph Curry, if he disappears again, that's okay. Kevin Durant kind of makes up for it, and he'll still do enough as far as disrupting defenses, passing, things like that, for him to do something. The one guy who we haven't seen yet in the playoffs at all from a standpoint of seriousness has been Klay Thompson. And we cannot honestly sit here and say that Klay Thompson ain't a serious player and will not go ahead and go off and will drop 30 just by his lonesome. And then lastly, Draymond Green, who I just, like, you know, for a variety of reasons why I hate the guy. But when everyone brings up the fact that he was gone from game 5 and that was a difference maker, he proved how much of a difference maker, at least from scoring and his participation in the game, he was in game 7 when Stephen Curry dropped a little, when Stephen Curry was pretty basic in that game and Klay Thompson was almost non-existent in that game in comparison to what they would normally do in that game. So he went ahead and dropped 34 and was, I believe, the leading scorer of that game in that series for that game 7. And he did everything in his power to make sure that Golden State was going to win. So I think that's one of the things that people kind of miss when they say, they would have won if he had in game 5. That's credible because of what he did in game 7, in my opinion. They got all 4 guys. I don't even count JaVale McGee, like, he's just there. They got all 4 guys, all 4 of those all-stars, all 4 of those guys who are very credible and strong in what they do. And I'm sorry, Cleveland was their roster of old guys and of old guys combined with some good shutdown defense from Amon Shumpert, and hopefully J.R. Smith can go off consistently. Kevin Love is going to definitely go off, but LeBron James, just like the finals last year, he's pretty much going to have to drop 30 to 40 points.
He's doing that the whole playoffs. He's been doing that the whole playoffs. He's been doing that the whole playoffs anyway. So, again, I can't wait to see this. Right now, Vegas says if you spend $240, you will only win $100, you too, because you guys are picking Golden State. I'm going with the against the field. Again, until you prove to me that you can beat the King, I'm taking LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. I said it all year. In my opinion, and my basketball, you know, expertise, it is, I only played high school ball. You know what I mean? I would still kick your ass in the rec league, you know, with my two bad knees and all. I know to adapt my, you know, adapt my skills. Calling you out pretty much, while because you'd be balling on like a consistent basis. All right, but
it's
1-on-1. I'm undefeated. Okay, no, I'm lying. I've lost.
You LeVar Ball? Are you like my man LeVar, man?
But come on, the Don saying? King of the modern day era, LeVar Ball. That
look,
guy.
Man, I tell people stay in your lane, man. That's my dude, man. Stay in your lane. That's my dude.
Again, I just feel that Kyrie Irving and LeBron James and Tristan Thompson, to me, was going to, you know, I think he can deal with Draymond down there on the block, and definitely JaVale McGee.
Is Tristan still dating Kardashian?
I don't know. Who cares?
Kardashian?
I don't know. He was last year.
That's a major factor in the series.
No, wasn't. No, it's not, because he was dating her last year and they won a championship. So let me finish my five. Okay.
Oh, wow. She actually didn't kill a basketball star.
Yeah,
oh my
she's not the Madden curse. Okay, just that the Kardashian Coochie's curse. That's all. Yes, sir, you know, you call, don't spell it with a Q. You know, spell it with a K. But that's not mine. That's Nietzsche. But name that come be a trick daddy on an interview. I heard it was that Kardashian. You know, should be used with a K. But I do. I think the bench. Oh, this is going to be an interesting series, and we shall see. You guys are locking up Golden State.
They're locking
how many games do you say,
up,
Micah?
Lock it,
six?
Lock it up. Lock it up.
7-5-4, Micah?
Oh no, it's gonna be Golden State in six, and I'll put Wingstop on it.
So hold on, do I got a double Wingstop bet here? This is a double Wingstop.
Well,
that's a lot of damn Wingstop.
I don't know Wally ever said that he was gonna do Wingstop with you.
No, Wally's quick to bet. So Wally, and this is when we're gonna really come through. I think we both 1-1. Okay, let's make this the one somebody actually delivers on. What are we betting here, Wally?
You said Wingstop, right? Isn't that what you said?
Wingstop it is, baby. Listen, we got to call the lock of the fuzzes here.
Lock it up.
We got a call coming in from California, I believe. Sean, you are on here in the Soul and Sports with Mike Knox and the crew. Want to talk some NBA. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
All right. Long time, man. Great hearing you. My thoughts on the – well, like you guys, I'm excited for this NBA Finals. I mean, I've been saying this series itself, we're watching history in the making, because we've never seen any team in the history of the NBA collide 3 years in a row in the Finals. Not even if you go all the way back to the Celtics and Lakers have you seen a rivalry like this. And I'm so glad that this – now we can stop hearing all the complaining about the fact that – oh, these playoffs suck. Oh, come on. And it's the Cavs and the Warriors' fault. You people that say that forgot what the heck a rivalry feels like. That's what I got to say about that. Now, I was saying that the only disappointment I could get with this series, and I'll ask and wonder what you guys think with this, how disappointed will you be one way or the other if it ends up being a sweep? Given I don't think it's going to end up in a sweep, but I would be hugely disappointed if it does end up being a sweep with all the glamour and the hype heading into this.
Depends on who sweeps.
But
if Cleveland sweeps, it's wow, LeBron was that damn good and they were fraudulent. If Golden State sweeps, then it's like, well, dang, Golden State, you know, Cleveland was not the real. And then you're going to hear all the naysayers again, as we just highly put LeBron on that Mount Rushmore, say he shouldn't be there. So I think it depends.
Yeah.
It would be disappointing on both sides. I just think that, you know, I mean, like I agree with Mike, what Mike said, but it would be disappointing, period, because you expect for it to be a compelling series. You expect for it to be competitive. That's the thing. You expect it to be competitive. So if it was like a sweep of 4-1, I think you're a little disappointed. If it's 4-2, you're good. I think we're all good to go with that, you know, with that conclusion. But I think that, in my opinion, what I would be disappointed if Cleveland got swept, because I don't. I just would be annoyed because I already know what's going to happen. I already know the narrative. Yeah. The narrative is going to be, oh, LeBron, he's overrated. I told you. I told you. He couldn't cut it. He's not that good.
Mike,
I don't need to
Mike
hear
never
that.
Got swept.
Mike, exactly.
Yeah,
Mike
that's the crap
swept.
You're going to hear. Right.
And, you know, another thing about with LeBron, and I was saying
I think
this
LeBron
is that,
has
it's much like with the argument about Brady. It's like, look, you don't have to like a guy, but you have to recognize and respect mm-hmm. the greatness, what they've accomplished. Just like
agreed.
You have to – and any fan that is hating on LeBron, you can hate on him all you want, but you can't deny what he's accomplished in his career.
I agree with that, Sean, and thanks for the call. And again, I'm with him. I've been saying that forever and ever. I am not a Tom Brady. I don't like Tom Brady, but I think he's the greatest. To be honest with you, I hated LeBron for years, and there's still times. You guys had to correct me this week alone, you know what I mean, where I quick to go back and poke the bear, if you will. But I go back to that second championship again in Miami when he won that the MVP of the finals and Bill Russell gave him that award. He gave you like this the pressure's off me shrug kind of, so to speak. It was something in that pose that he did that I just thought was amazing. I thought from that day on, it's time to start giving this guy the credit he deserves. And since then, he's done nothing but go back to the NBA Finals 5 straight years, not done by anybody that we've ever known in the likes of anybody since Bill Russell. And I think that should be talked about on a higher level than people are given the opportunity to be talked about. I mean, 7 straight NBA Finals. It's unbelievable. He and what he's accomplished. And he's taken 2 different type Cleveland Cavaliers teams there with 2 different players around him. Again, reason why I'm picking him to win this finals, Kyrie wasn't even 100% last year. His knee was messed up. Kevin Love was missing in action last year. The bench was not there. They didn't have J.R. Smith. They had J.R. Smith. He played like horse doo-doo, okay? Amon Shumpert wasn't there. I mean, last year, his second-best player, let's be honest here, was Jefferson. Was the second-best player last year, and they beat Golden State. I think they just have too much. I think they're swagger too much. And I love the fact that these two teams generally probably hate each other, Michael. What do you think? That these two, we know Draymond says he wants to annihilate them. He takes the fault that he thinks, you know, people are saying if he was there, they'd have won last year. So I think Draymond's taking this series personal. Will Draymond Green blow up and get a tentacle and be suspended a game somewhere in this final?
Well, you know, if he does, well, when he does, the last thing I need to be hearing anybody say, see, LeBron set it up so that Draymond Green can get another check, and that way Golden State can lose. Dude, you have a 2-time MVP, the only unanimous MVP in the history of basketball. You added another MVP after you begged, after you choked away. If all this was resting on the shoulders of Draymond Green, you had more issues than we at first thought. Okay? All right? Can we just be honest? And if he gets a tech, all there's going to be enough techs for him to get. That's going to end up having him suspended. I think he's going to play a lot smarter and not allow someone to get in his head and to beat him in his own game, which is, you know, the park game, as Wally so pointedly put it.
Wally, real fast, I'm about to get up out of here. Will we have a letdown in the finals, or is this what we talked about since the playoffs started? Let's just go ahead and get it over with. Will this live up to the hype?
To live up to the hype, because you got the starting five of Golden State versus the deepness of the Cleveland Cavaliers. So I think it's going to live up to the hype. I think you got a matchup that's, you know, you got two combustible objects right now. These guys are ready to blow up. And I just think that you got Draymond Green, you know, is feeling real confident about himself. You got LeBron James, I think, playing basketball at the highest level he's probably ever played in his career. And you add that with Kyrie Irving, who's like now, you can tell like he's hit his stride. And you mentioned Kevin Love. It's a big – and Kevin Love has so much confidence right now to a point he's not deferring to the other individuals. And then you look at the other side, Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, if you throughout these postseason, to me, within every series, you see a great understanding of how to play with each other. I feel like they're probably one of the better – probably the best tandem in basketball, just the way they play off each other. So you're looking at a matchup that is something that's going to be something special. If I'm Cleveland, I'm letting Draymond Green and Clay beat me. I'll take that L any day of the week. I'm not letting Steph and Kevin Durant team up and beat me. I can't let that happen. But I would let if Draymond Green's overshots in the corner, go for it. Like as long as that's not Steph, I'm good.
Well, I love it. Micah, your final thoughts for the weekend, man. How was the week for you going in tomorrow, Saturday? You ready for the weekend, buddy? Let's get up out of here.
Well, you know, I'm always ready for the weekend, and because of the weekend where other people who are not as good as I am at grilling call it grilling season, I'm just going to go ahead and crack open the pool party and just go ahead and go to town. So, yeah, a lot of cooking.
Wow.
But,
pool party,
but
huh?
My eating habits. Dude, I eat like raw broccoli.
We're saying with Wiki you. Did you get your invitation, Wally? I didn't get it.
No, not to grilling, but to a pool party.
He got 15 more seconds on his sandwich wiki. And King Vaughn Jr. 720 Twitter said he's also taking Cleveland to win this year. So the show is also split 2-2 on who wins this series. Really, Micah? I know I may be far away, but at least could have said, hey, we're having a pool party this weekend. If you can make it back home, or not home, I would never call Virginia home, but make it back this way.
No, I wouldn't put that pressure on you.
You could have just said we're having a party. Wally said he could have came out for some free food. Wally travels for free food all the time. That's what Wally.
I'm a freeloader. That's true.
See there, openly admitting freeloader. And here you are, not even giving nobody no invite. Dirty. You are just a dirty, rotten scoundrel. You are. You know that. You know it's so true to be true that you are just wrong. Open. Anyway, leave you alone.
Okay. I guess you called me Draymond Green ever since.
UFC on Fox Sports 1 is this weekend. We got Alexander Gustafsson taking on Glover Teixeira. That should be a great, great matchup. Baseball's ahead of us. My Cubs are starting to finally play better baseball. Summertime is here. Wally, what's your plans for the weekend, buddy?
Oh, man. My niece got a recital, and, we're throwing a cookout for my dad for his birthday. So everything's good.
Two cookouts, and I ain't been invited to. Frankly, guys, I'm going to SeaWorld tomorrow, but I'll be at work. And on Sunday, I'm going to Disney World, but I'll be at work. So there go my weekend. SeaWorld and Disney World, right? But no fun for you. Sit down, guys. Listen, guys, we're going to get up out of here. Thank you guys for joining us. As always, out there listening, make sure you follow us again on Twitter at Soul in Sports, S-O-U-L in Sports. Follow Micah on M-E Richmond on the Twitter. Follow Wally at Urban Sports Scene on the Twitter. You already know how to follow me, Mike Knox with 3X's, King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter as well. And thank you guys for following us. Listen, you are tuned into the Million Dollar Host. You are the Million Dollar Audience. Together, we tag in and out to form the Million Dollar Connection. Do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me, and you don't love God. That's crazy. LeVar Ball about to visit the 76ers headquarters. Can he be a Sixer? We shall find out. See you on Monday, y'all. Peace.
This is the Soul in Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul in Sports, we keep it hot, man.
If you're not down with that, we are 2-1!